The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. We're hearing a great deal of talk about socialism in the political realm these days. In a number of places around the country, the Democratic parties are electing socialist candidates. And while the Republican parties have not openly embraced socialism yet, many Republicans in government carry out their government duties in a socialistic way. They take tax dollars from a citizen in one part of the country and spend it for a project in another part of the country. This is the redistribution of wealth by government mandate, which is one of the main tenets of Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. It is socialism. America tried socialism in the 1600s. The Pilgrims worked at a socialistic plan for 2 years. They knew it was against the Bible, but the businessmen who financed their trip insisted they use a common storehouse. They would have put all the gain of their work into this common storehouse, take out as little as they could for their own use, and send the rest of it back to England to pay their debt. After 2 full growing cycles, they were still barely surviving. Their governor, William Bradford, and other leaders in the community decided they must return to a biblical economic system in order to survive. Bradford recorded the change this Bible-based system brought to the whole community. He stated, quote, "It made all hands very industrious, so as much more corn was planted than otherwise would have been." The Pilgrims were never hungry again after deserting the socialistic economic system for a biblical one. Indeed, it was out of this system that the greatest economy the world has ever seen would grow. The free enterprise system of these United States. Socialists tried again for nearly 75 years of the 1900s. It was a dismal failure. Though Russia built one of the greatest military forces in world history, their people were constantly oppressed economically and in the rest of their God-given rights. It eventually collapsed under the weight of its own failed governmental policies in the early 1990s. Socialism does not work. Because America has adopted a socialistic system in education, child welfare, and criminal correction, we're seeing social death at work. Absentee fathers are an epidemic in the land. The number of street people has escalated in a massive way the last 40 years. Our prisons are filled way over their capacity. And these social problems are only the tip of the iceberg which has come from substituting socialistic ideas for the biblical way of living. And why is all this happening? It's because we've ignored Jesus' words. He taught us how to build the house of life. He stated, quote, "Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine, and does them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house on the sand," Jesus said. "And great was the fall of it." Are you building your life on a solid rock of surrender to Jesus Christ as your total master? Are you voting for political candidates who are building your governments on the rock of the Word of God? Remember, if you are, or if you are not, you're teaching the next generation to do it the way you're doing it. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.